Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. You hear the music. It's 9:40 on a Tuesday. That means that we check in with our friends at SalesportTalk.com. I'm Rick Tittle alongside Karen Lyle for this segment. How you doing, Karen?
I'm doing fantastic, Rick. Good to talk to you.
Let's bring in our guest. It is Allison Healy, San Francisco Fleet Commodore International Yachting Fellowship of Rotarians. Allison, welcome to the show. I've never heard of San Francisco Fleet. What is that?
Good morning to both of you. The San Francisco Fleet is the San Francisco Bay Area chapter of the International Yachting Fellowship for Rotarians, which has 142 different clubs all around the world.
Well, and Allison, it's such a pleasure to talk to you on the show. Thank you so much for coming. We actually met through Rotary, but I think it was, wasn't it the captain of the Lady Washington who introduced us?
You're right. That's exactly who it was, Captain Richard Bailey. And I had sailed on board his ship, the HMS Rose, which is now at San Diego Maritime Museum, as the surprise. And I knew him through that experience and an international Russian sailing exchange I did on board.
What are some of the duties besides putting down mutinies that you have to do as Commodore?
Well, the Commodore in this case is not on board a vessel. She in this case is trying to keep as many activities going on the water to help people both stay as a community, but to build on the interest in sailing and to help make the public see that it is a very serious sport as well. So we do everything from going to the Maritime Academy to sailing into another yacht club as a group or watching a sailing movie.
Well, and Allison, you have both a foot in the Rotary world as a Rotarian and also in the world of naval tall ships, and have arranged in the past for tall ships from Spain, Peru, Colombia, Ecuador, Japan, Russia, Brazil, and the U.S. to bring ships to the Bay Area. Can you tell us a little bit, tell our listeners a little bit about what a naval tall ship is?
Yes, I can. Naval tall ships are designed and built for the graduating class of the Naval Academy, either in their last year or just after they graduate. And they are ships that are generally between 200 and 300 feet long, and they carry 150 to 400 diplomats, which are different levels of crew, both enlisted and officers. But the purpose of sailing the ships are to teach the new officers about team building, navigation by the stars, and working without using electronics, although, of course, they have those to fall back on. The idea is to learn how to really do what you already know how to do by computer and electronics. But more importantly, with the smallest countries, for example, Ecuador and Colombia, when they train their naval cadets, they often don't have other chances to come to the United States or see the world. And this offers them that opportunity, and it's really critical because they're trained to take over for the president of their country, should there ever be a need. And without having the exposure to the rest of the world, they would really be at a tremendous disadvantage for making decisions for their own government.
Why do you think it's important, like even at Annapolis right now, that our naval fleet does not have, you know, sailboats per se, but it is important to learn about sailing in the wind and traditional sailing like that?
I think it's important because it develops a different kind of confidence in you as an individual, because you learn to understand something innately, and it's not something you can work out through a machine. It's something you have to think critically about, as well as using your body and as well as working as a team. For example, on a Class A tall ship, which is anything over I believe, 150 feet, to raise one sail can take 15 or 20 people, and everyone has to work equally hard.
Allison, the International Yachting Fellowship of Rotarians has, when I was Commodore, it was about 136 fleets around the world. But there's several tall ship captains, naval tall ship captains who've been officers, including a former captain of the Amerigo Vespucci tall ship in Italy, which is the naval tall ship for that. What attracted you to becoming a member of the International Yachting Fellowship of Rotarians in the San Francisco fleet before you became Commodore?
Well, I'm crazy about sailing, whether I'm just sitting on the shore watching the boats or I'm on board and actually hauling in the sheets. I want to stay involved in sailing, and Rotary embodies for me one of my biggest commitments to making a difference on this earth, and that is to create opportunities for more international friendships and understanding. And IYFR does exactly that because it is international. It is about not only sailing, but socializing and traveling. And I think that this is such an easy way to build a platform for peace. It changes the way people see the world. It opens their minds. And I think it really helps to dissolve prejudices and leaves people in a much better place to make decisions that consider other opinions.
A couple more questions for Allison Healy, Rick Tuttle, and Karen Lyle with you. Allison, in all your sailing experiences, can you tell us of maybe your greatest moment of peril on the high seas, or have you not had one of those?
Well, I've actually had a couple, and they were on tall ships. I was on the HMS Rose sailing from Connecticut up to Nova Scotia and then through the Great Lakes. And we were in a 60-knot hurricane, and a lot of sail had to be gasketed up very quickly. And I was new on board, and I was told, well, you don't need to go aloft if you feel nervous about it. We understand that's normal, but they needed more people. So I went aloft. I believe it was 140 feet off the deck, and I furled the sails. Meanwhile, learning how to stand on the ratlins and keep myself stable enough to physically work, the hardest I ever remember working with my body, and surviving. And my goal on board as a new tall ship sailor was just to feel comfortable, because I knew it would make me feel scared at times because it was so new. And having conquered that was one of my own personal biggest victories.
Allison, that's an incredible story. I have climbed aloft on the Hawaiian Chieftain, and certainly can appreciate viscerally how it is to get up over, you know, if you're trying to get up onto the platform above, just at that angle, hanging up backwards, pulling up on your arms with the strength. It's quite the experience. How many times have you been aloft on different tall ships since that time?
Wow, I lost count, Karen, because I lived on board the tall ship Californian for 6 months, and then I trained their volunteers statewide for about 4 years. So it's beyond the numbers that I can count. But if I think about the naval tall ships, that was only twice. And the other time I was up aloft was during a parade of sail in San Diego. I had sailed as the first female ever on the Indonesian tall ship. And during the parade of sail, they invited me to come aloft, which was very untraditional and out of naval form, as you can imagine. So I wore one of their t-shirts and I went to the top of the mainmast. But when I had to, as you say, hang upside down to get around the crow's nest, I wasn't going fast enough for their naval plans. And so two guys who are half my size reached down with their arms and literally pulled me right over that whole part so that I could could be standing there and let the rest of the crew continue to come aloft because I was going too slow to keep them going.
How do you think in all your years sailing has changed, like with some of the technology we have, and yet on the other hand has remained the same as the time of the Phoenicians?
I'm sorry, I'm not sure what your question is.
How has technology changed with sailing, and how much of it is still the same?
Well, a lot of that depends on the kind of boat you're on and how much technology that boat has on board. And if you're racing, for example, in the America's Cup, it used to be schooners with manila lines that, you know, burned calluses into your hands. And now it's the highest technology possible, from the sail to the electronics to every single detail on board. So it's almost a 300-degree change, but you still have the option to choose the kind of vessel you sail on to get the kind of experience that is most interesting and exciting for you.
Allison, I'm very in awe of your many years of experience on these naval vessels, and I understand that you met your husband on the Mexican tall ship. Can you tell us about that tall ship and how that friendship became romance?
Yes, when I recruited the tall ships, which I generally did by flying to the country and meeting with the Commander General of the Navy and making the commitment to get about $150,000 worth of services donated in each port so they could afford to come, I was their host in every port they went to. And in the case of the Mexican tall ship, I followed them or hosted them from Hawaii to Alaska to Seattle to four ports in California. So I was with them for quite a long period of time. And when they were on the way from Hawaii to Alaska, they contacted me and said, well, we were going into Anchorage, but we find out that there's something like an 18-foot tide, and we can't handle that with a vessel this size, because someone would have to man the dock lines and the chance for damage is just too high. So he said, well, I'm thinking of turning around and going back to Mexico. And I shrieked and I said, please, please let me work on this for a few days, and may I call your commander general and work out a plan. And luckily I did. I was able to bring the tall ship into Seward, Alaska, which required a lot of piloting to go up much further than Anchorage, but worked out very well. And so I was in Alaska when they came into port, having left them in Hawaii at port, and I was there on the ground to welcome them and help with the diplomatic aspects and the press aspects and then crew exchanges while they were in port in each city. So I met Luis in Seattle because I always invited anyone who had a day off to come with me, and I would take them to see the sights and further international friendship. And this particular time I met my husband-to-be, and nobody else was with him. So we spent an entire day together just talking and exploring Seattle, which I didn't know that well myself. So it was a wonderful way to get to know someone.
It's a great story. That's Commodore Allison Healy, International Yachting Fellowship of Rotarian San Francisco Fleet. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me today.
And Karen?
Thank you, Allison. What a pleasure.
Good talking to you, Karen. We'll do it again next week, y'all.
We will on Tuesday, Sailsport Talk.
Sailsporttalk.com. Check out the website. I'm Rick Tittle. Get on back.